Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Guys, my news is I have met somebody during lockdown. Yes, he found me on the street.
Oh, hang on a minute. Is he furry?
No, you're so efficient.
I'm not sending it to you.
Also, Zoom links don't run out after a week. You can set them up a year in advance.
I know, but what I'm saying is life happens to people in the meantime.
Life is what happens to you while you're busy making other plans.
And my emails get like binned and hidden and neglected.
Yeah, we all know about emails getting binned and hidden. It happens to all of us.
My Streamlabs seems to be down. Something very spooky has been going on. I'm not tethering my PC using my phone because I'm on GIFGAF and that will cane my data.
About 10 years.
Must be tired.
and nobody wants to buy any more stuff.
Show me one.
Hang on 2 seconds.
Show me one. Oh.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah.
Can I look?
Yeah.
We just lost 60 viewers.
Well, they're about to miss an absolute treat.
Oh, Divine Brown. Is it? I really thought I'd get TV work off the back of this. I genuinely were doing something. I'm going to get a wicked job doing something.
He got bit right on the, you know, the bullseye by a squirrel. And it's a terrible, terrible business. So I do feel for you.
Is that what happened to you?
What did the squirrel look like?
Oh, we didn't see the squirrel. The cat, the good monster came in. And I have to say, yes, I've assumed it as a squirrel.
Not a man, not a man, understand. He's the daddy son of Sam, and hey, they found the Lord of Pain. Dark words overheard, nipple twist, rug burn, demon bird, doom heard, me and Stevie Gutenberg, liar, in the lake of fire. Satan, can you hear us? We are on our way. God just back to give our praise today. That's the Akamai way.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do about the one that really loves you? What you gonna do about the one that... I need to... So this weekend I was going to set up the sound and all of that, and I didn't do it. I didn't do anything.
Why? Lazy? Couldn't be bothered. They're not worth it.
We're in a real dilemma. By the way, Dougie Anderson is on the show tonight. He's made a beautiful film called Looking Up. And like,
it's got a car chase in it.
Like, I'm David Letterman, and you're Jay Leno.
Oh, good.
We are. You've not seen it. What's your favourite bit? I should have asked you that first.
The car chase.
Oh God, where's Alpha Sync gone?
Whoa, guys!
See,
share with a big hair. That's all I care about.
Where is it? Alpha Sync should be there. Oh. Hang on a minute.
Someone been tampering with your settings.
Jesus wept.
Startled Bunny? Thank you.
Not now is not the time,
it's
Startled
the time.
Bunny.
Totally the time.
Oh, I bet I deleted it.
Wow.
Oh, Alpha Sync. Wherefore art thou? I had a big clear up on my hard drive. Not for like that, for crying out loud. This is an extra large shirt and it's too tight.
Oh, I don't know. I think it's working.
And can someone... Have I got it on any... It's gone.
Oh.
It is gone. Can someone send me... It's gone. I deleted... I deleted the link of AlphaSync, the company that made this show possible. Can someone... Has anyone got the AlphaSync...
AlphaSync link.
AlphaSync logo, please. Please send me the AlphaSync logo. White ping, please.
Do you have the original email from them?
No, I had to find the logo myself.
Mm-mm.
So can we... Maybe AlphaSync. Okay. Can we get... oh, yeah, I've got to add Harsh to the Nightbot. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the reminder, the Smiths. I forgot to add Harsh, our new advertiser.
Is it this? Is it this?
No. No.
Well, you, my friend, are in deep, deep doo-doo.
Where is James Bond? He's hiding. There's two of them again, because I haven't changed the picture. Where are James Bonds? They're hiding. Mm. If I'm completely honest with you, they're down here.
Oh, you're never going to find them down there.
There we go. And this is going to go straight up my jacksie.
Oh, no, not again.
So we need... Okay, so we're in big... A lot of subs. Let's do these subs, Catherine. Let's go through the subs.
Stephen.
Thank you.
Thank you very much to ArdRich87.
Katie, thank you for the bits. Lily May UK, thank you for the sub.
Startled Bunny, I mentioned you before, still love you.
Hi everyone, says Startled Bunny. Mr. Carl, 34, thank
Mr.
you
Mr. Cole.
Much. Mr. Cole. Okay, I like that.
See what they're...
I like that. Barry Pickles, thank you, guys. Jalford, Lisa. Stop subbing for a second, because some of you might want to do a tier 3 sub.
Mm. What does that entail?
If you do a tier 3 sub, next bank holiday Monday, next Monday, about 2 o'clock, you'll get a whisper from me on here. So check your whispers. I'll do it later in the week. Oh, I've got to send a meeting link to Dougie. And next Monday at 2 o'clock, tier 3 subs will be invited to a 30-minute high-octane...
Cats, please.
Fiddlesticks. Production meeting, right? Thank you. I've been sent the AlphaSync logo by several people. You will be invited to a high octane production meeting. Now, let me just say now, before people get upset, we might be in character a little bit, okay? There might be suits, there might be cigars, you might get your balls busted.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Stuff. It's not just going to be us going, okay, everybody,
so
what have we got?
Yeah. And we'll go, yeah, that's all a great idea, and I'll write them all down. And then when we click leave meeting, I will rip out that page from my book and stamp on it, and then burn it, and then bury it, throw it out to the middle of a lake and sprinkle it to the fish.
Okay.
And then catch the fish and feed them to my cat.
Oh, Jesus. Don't give the fish to your cat. Teach the cat to fish. Otherwise, she'll have a full belly for an afternoon.
Do you know what?
What?
You're right.
What?
I think you're right.
Okay. Are we out of sync? This is going to be one of those nights. There's no air check, Sean, for Christ's sakes. Are we out of sync? No. Okay. Because I'm out of sync on here. Something very weird is going. We're out of alpha sync. All right, everybody. Good one. So, if you're a tier 3 sub, we're going to do it once a month, right? And we are going to be, me and Kath are going to be in our own homes, because you don't need to come here, you can do it at home.
Good.
Zoom.
I wasn't planning to come.
We're going to do a production meeting, and we guarantee it's going to be on Zoom. We're going to record it, we'll put it up on YouTube, and we'll probably put it out as a podcast, that we guarantee that at least one of your ideas that you... I can't download... That's very low res, but thank you. One of your ideas is going to get used in the show. So, tier 3 sub. Nigel from Maidstone called.
AlphaSync. I think we might need...
Right.
That will do for now, though, I think.
This will do for now. Hang on a second. All right. Okay. We've got the AlphaSync logo.
Thank goodness.
I just need to install it. Where has that gone? That's going to go AlphaSync. We'll put that on desktop.
Mm-hmm.
Save. Thank you for this.
Seriously, cats.
Getting right on my nerves. So we're going to put an image. This is So this is the AS logo. Okay. Stop it! You can see them in the background getting mm-hmm. right on my nerves. Let's get the logo up. That's on, it's on desktops now. There it is. Okay, that's it. Not exactly how I remember it, but...
I think that's as near as damn it.
I think that's it, isn't it? So whoever sent us that...
Perf.
That is perfect. There we go. Thank you.
Oh, come
so,
on.
Come on, mate. There we go. So that's Alpha. Imagine if they turn in tonight for the first time in ages. Yeah, we're going to show you what this kid, Lee, and this beautiful, talented young lady, Boyle, are doing with... What the...
It's great. Alpha Sync are great.
Thank you, Barry Pickles. Thank you, Jason. Thank you, Roger.
Yeah.
So we've got Dougie on at 9:30. Tier threes, next Monday is happening. The dream. The dream is happening. It's going to be joyous. Mods aren't invited. Are mods tier threes? We used to do that. A mod.
Don't make me come over there.
Do you want to turn it on so you can see? If you move slightly that way, look, you can see George is back there.
Oh.
There we go. I'll come this way. There we go. Let's watch. Is it?
Oh, it's because they've got the catnip.
Yeah. There we go. You can't see that.
She's hunting the catnip now.
Okay, George is watching in the background.
She's lost her.
The
mind.
Kerning is perfect, by the way. The kerning is perfect on that. You can't. Well, you can't see. What you can see is a docile cat,
not the active cat.
And you can hear the active cat.
She's here.
Pat, go and jump on your brother, please. I think he wants to sniff your bum.
If I throw the catnip at him,
yeah,
then...
Do that. I bought this fake from China. It's a Chinese show. Here we go. Now we got caction. Here we go. Here we go. Throw it on George. Here we go. This is it. This is what you all came for. Where's the wrestling ring gone? Catherine took it home for her kids to play. Wait, she...
I'll bring it back if you want. They're a bit big for it now, aren't they?
No. Those are socks on the floor, by the way. Those are socks. My hair's looking great. My shirt is looking great.
She's a good girl.
She's doing it just out of shot. Piece of trash. So.
Ooh.
Kerning Tom Parker made Elvis look so good.
Now look, I look like
Elvira.
I was going to say, yeah, the Wicked Queen.
Elvira.
Bring me a heart in a casket.
Elvira.
Speaking of which, it was my eldest daughter's birthday today and she's getting like gorgeous and that.
That's a ban on Anthony. That's a ban. She's getting what, sorry?
Gorgeous and that and grown up.
Aye,
and I wish she'd pack it in. And yeah, today she got, like, her presents were mostly kind of more grown up presents. Do you remember there's a kind of turning point with kids where the soft presents start to become more important than the boxes, right?
Yep.
So in the past it'd been, oh, rubbish, grandma's bought me some more clothes. Now it's, oh, look at this.
Mm.
She got all excited. Mm. But it's been a weird birthday with lockdown and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, is lockdown still on? I don't know. People have started to go away. So there wasn't really any chance of doing any kind of gathering. So what we did was we got Pete Heat on.
Beautiful.
Pete Heat gave us half an hour of magic, distraction, hilarity. He's just
such a
charming, fun presence. And then after the 25 minutes were up, he was gone. But yeah, seriously, magic show. When you can't get everyone together the way you'd like to, it's cracking. So I love Pete Heat.
So we're gonna ease into the week. I'm really tempted. Here's what we got this week. We got Dougie tonight. We got Jenny McAlpine tomorrow night. Fizz from Coronation Street. If you're watching from abroad, the biggest soap opera in this country.
The oldest
soap opera, the biggest soap opera, and she's one of the biggest stars of that soap opera. And she's coming on this show. We've got Josh Barry on Thursday. I don't think we've got any more guests this week. But a couple of shows I want to do. Right. Oh, let's open up Skype, by the way. So if you want to call in, you can. We've got Dougie at 5:30. But if you want to call in, you're very, very welcome. We missed a call there. Neil, if you want to call in again, you can. I forgot what I was going to say. And I'm just trying to not make a big deal of it and just go with it.
Mm-hmm.
Just go with it. You talked to this.
Good job. It was completely seamless then, and we can get Dredge on instead. Let me get my headphones seamlessly without making a big fuss about it.
Yeah.
And looking at which one goes where, because people point it out when I get them in the wrong ears.
This phone call is, like, this phone caller messaged me the other day saying he might Skype us. He's never Skyped before. And he still hasn't Skyped tonight. He's done it on the telephone. No. Ladies and gentlemen, he's about the same age as me. He's too afraid to use Skype. It's Dredge. Well, what are you scared of?
What's the worst that could happen, Dredge?
Just do it. Just embrace it.
Grasp
live
the
it.
Nettle.
Live life to the full, Dredge. Skype.
No, they can't hear him.
Oh, we can't hear him. Hang on. Oh, we've got to do the whole phone call again. Right. He's never used a Skype before and he still hasn't. It's Dredge. Hello, Dredge.
Sir, I've missed a place in the script now.
Okay, just go back to the
worried about it. What could go wrong? It could all go wrong. Never done it before.
You should do it. Are you going to do it now?
Go on then. All right, then I will. I'll try.
Wait a minute. Bye. There is sound now.
I hope this doesn't all go wrong now because we've convinced him to do it and this could be his undoing.
So I want to do another. There's a couple of ideas I've got for shows, right, which I think are good ideas. First of all, everyone who's watched Catherine's Changing Rooms on YouTube, it's had nearly as many views as the James Buckley interview.
And that was good.
On Friday night, we did. I just learned to sit back. I'll sit back even more next time. We watched an old episode of Changing Rooms and... could Kath sing that Don't Impress Me Much, says Dave. Go on.
I don't impress me much.
We watched an old episode of Changing Rooms and Kath did a very funny commentary. We've put it up on YouTube as a standalone thing. The whole show is there as well, but it's a standalone...
Will you two pack that in?
Bloody cats, man. It's a standalone thing
as well.
I've
been at home.
And I thoroughly suggest you go and watch it. If you do watch any of the videos on YouTube, click like. The thumbs up really helps us. Click subscribe. And if you leave, it just really, really helps us and stuff. We're close to 10,000. So we're going to do that on Friday. Another idea that I've got is to do a modathon.
Yeah.
And someone made a joke, and it took me ages to get it. I bet Paul Weller gets all the money. I'm thinking, what? What?
And you you a scooter rider.
Yeah. Oh, I don't like Weller. I don't like Weller. We look really washed out.
I like it. I think I look stylized.
All right, cool. A modathon, right? The mods don't get paid. They do it out of the... Because they're bumlicks, right? They're bumlicks. That's all it is.
They like to make themselves useful. They're helpful characters.
So we thought, if we did a show... Now, the only way we could guarantee that the money, all of the money goes to... If we thought we could do a show where you could tip them, right? You could tip them. And the way that we would do that is via my PayPal. Don't do it now. But,
ladies and gentlemen, a world first.
He's gone. He's there.
Hello. This is weird.
Can you get off the line? We're waiting for a call from a guy called Dredge. Come on, Grandma.
Do you mind? This is slightly odd. This is like the telephone.
No, it's like the telephone, but with vision.
Oh, what are you doing down there? I'm all nervous.
This is, we are watching a grown man in 2020, towards the end of lockdown, using Skype for the first time ever. This is historic. I hope Norris McWhirter is watching this.
I doubt it. He's dead.
What the hell? Try and break it to me sensitively.
That was a news bulletin from 1983.
Barry Pickle says, is this the guy who does funny videos about depression?
What, Joe Pasquale's boy?
No, I don't do funny videos about depression. I do depressed videos about something funny.
How you doing, man?
Yeah, it's it was interesting because I fell down a Bee Gees rabbit hole. Today.
Oh, blimey.
And yeah. I just saw on Twitter that you put something about the Bee Gees, and
I've been listening to the Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club movie soundtrack. I've been listening to that a lot. I'm really, really digging it, actually.
I mean, I watched a bit of the film that was on YouTube.
It's unwatchable.
It's mad, isn't it?
Yeah, it's unwatchable.
What is it about? What happens?
That's the point. Nobody knows.
There's no talking.
Oh, are they all singing?
They're all singing. It's the Bee Gees, it's Peter Frampton, it's Aerosmith are in it. Frankie Howard does When I'm 64.
Oh,
Steve
God.
Martin does a terrible Maxwell Silverhammer.
Does he do Mad Face?
I've not seen it. Even I couldn't. I bought the VHS when I was in New York in the early 2000s, and I couldn't sit through more than the first 15 minutes. Whereas the soundtrack, and this is what I was going to say, Dredge, I've got two ideas for shows. One is the modathon, right, where people tip the mods and they do it via my PayPal. Some of the mods have opted out of it. Some of the mods have said to me privately, you know what, that'll be really helpful at the moment because whatever. So I think we might do that later this week. The other idea, and I would like to see it catch on because I think it's a nice thing. The mods do a lot of work. They keep this chat safe and they get a load of abuse when they do keep it safe. So, but the other, and maybe we can do this tonight, we've not talked about it, is if we play music on this show, it gets muted from Twitch the day after.
Yeah.
And it gets completely demonetized and sometimes pulled from YouTube. But
what we're thinking is we could make it worth it.
We just go in. We just dive in and we just play music.
I mean, the Beatles might be slightly difficult.
The Beatles is a tricky one. But
That was one of the things about that double album, the Bee Gees double album of Sgt. Pepper. How did they get permission to do something like that?
But the Beatles, in 1979, though, were nothing. They not quite, you know, they were Wings and they were John Lennon in retirement and they were Ringo doing crap. They'd not quite got
to the other side.
Around about 1982, 83, where the Beatles suddenly were big again or were growing again. So there's a great quote from, hang on, let me find this. Bee Gees quote Sgt. Pepper. You can tell, Dave, I've been reading Dreaming the Beatles. But there is a quote where one of the Bee Gees says, there you go, Kath, that's them.
Oh, my.
And one of the Bee Gees says, here we go. Bee Gee Robin Gidd stated, when our Sgt. Pepper comes out, it will be, in effect, as if theirs never existed.
Wow.
I mean, what sort of egos must they have had at that point? How could they have replaced the Beatles with, you know, one of their best albums?
Unless they were doing a Blessed, unless they were doing a Brian Blessed and they thought, well, it's a ridiculous thing to attempt. Let's just go massive.
No, well, the Bee Gees were the biggest thing in the world at that point. They just had the disco. What was the disco record?
Staying Alive. Saturday Night Fever.
They just had Saturday Night Fever. And so they were the hugest thing in the world. So, yeah, sure, why not? Why not? You know, say, yeah, all right, we'll do Sgt. Pepper, and it will be the definitive Sgt. Pepper.
That's rude, isn't it?
It's interesting because I read that record, when it came out, it was one of the first to be what's known as returned platinum, which meant they had to send millions back to the distributors.
Yep, that was the thing.
Nobody bought it.
That was the thing.
If you thought Sgt. Pepper by the Beatles, why would you buy it by the Bee Gees?
I would say there are three...
Sorry.
Excellent tracks on there.
Now, you're going to say Getting Better, because that's what you've already said.
Yeah, all right. How about... I don't know if you'll be able to hear this, actually. Are we doing the music now?
Well, it looks like it.
Should we do the music? There is... there is this.
Oh, I love it.
Can you hear
fire.
This? Dredge, you might not be able to hear this, so we'll... But the people at home will. So this is from the movie.
What are you playing?
Earth, Wind and Fire.
Okay, so that was a good song.
Got to Get You Into My Life. This is great. You know this version, don't you, Kath?
No.
Oh, this was a big hit. You might recognise it. Earth, Wind and Fire are just coming down in some pods. The Egyptians banging are gone.
I don't think they're in those pods.
No, I'd be...
Oh, I can't hear you too long.
Don't worry, Judge. We're coming back to you. Here we go. There's no dialogue in the film either, Catherine. It's all...
My God, look at those trousers.
There. Hang on a second. Can we... Sorry, guys.
I wasn't even looking at that one. I was looking at the one to the right.
I can hear you again. That's
what okay, that's because we've stopped the music. We're just going to look at the Bee Gees genitals, the BGGs. The BGBGs.
And they are BG.
Yeah, very much indeed. The bulging BGs, BGs.
Oh, come on. That's a rolled up handkerchief.
What's going on down there?
My dad used to roll his handkerchief up. In the 1970s, my dad used to roll his hanky up and, like, place it. So, yeah, he did. Mostly because my mum had told him that her sister used to rate her boyfriends from their tight jeans.
Wow.
And so when my dad came round, Linda said, when my dad had gone to the loo, Auntie Linda went, blimey, Pete Boyle's a 10 out of 10.
For a hang on a minute, here we go. Hang on, Dredge. Here we go. Have you not heard this? This is a great version.
I have, actually. I didn't realise it came from a film.
Here we go.
Oh.
It's brilliant. It is brilliant. Yeah. And it's one of the few songs on there that they really make their, you know, that someone makes their own.
But you know that, I mean, George Martin produced the Bee Gees version. Can you imagine? I mean, why would he have done that?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Money?
Yes. But here's something interesting. Have you ever seen the Bee Gees dressed as chaffinches?
Is this from their film Cucumber Castle?
Yeah, yes it is.
Okay, yeah. In that case, yes I have.
Good grief.
I just started watching that today, falling down this rabbit hole. This is a weird comedy movie that they did in 1970 that's got, like, Frankie Howard in it again, and for 5 minutes Spike Milligan's in it. That's why I watched it. But the Bee Gees are not funny.
No.
As you can remember by their Clive Anderson appearance.
Well, this is it. I think that they find it hard to relinquish the control necessary to look foolish, which of course is how you are funny.
There is another. You've seen obviously them playing Stop.
No.
Okay. Go and look for that, Bee Gees Stop, on a German TV show. It's wonderful, really beautiful. But there's also from about 1980, but who's the one that looks like a lion?
Barry.
Yeah. He did like a video album where he crashes his car and he wakes up in like Limbo, which is an old Victorian swimming baths, with the guy that does the voice of Paddington as God.
What, Michael Bond?
Yes. No.
No, that was the writer.
Michael...
Horden?
Yes.
Yes.
And it is insane. And it's kind of like the original version, and I'm going to say a name of the rapist, I apologise, but it's kind of like the original version of R. Kelly's In the Closet.
Okay, what's the... Oh, God.
It's kind of that, but with a Bee Gee. It's cocaine,
well,
and it's...
It's ego gone wild.
Yeah.
It's surrounded by yes people, is what it sounds like. God.
But that was interesting because in that film, in the Cucumber Castle film from 1970, there was only two Bee Gees. They lost one at that point.
Right, yep.
One of them had left, which I didn't even know. And the songs don't sound anything like Night Fever period. It sounds like a completely different band.
Well, they are a different band. They were a completely different band. That's the weird thing. I'm just reporting for someone for calling me a C on Twitter. I just defended James O'Brien saying I quite like him. The amount of abuse I'm getting from just saying I quite like James
O'Brien.
You're
getting his overspill now.
Yeah,
you see.
Yeah, it's
something else to go off on about. I mean, just everyone cool out.
Yeah.
It's only words.
It's only words.
It's only words.
Well, Dredge, you're going to get cut off on Skype for the first time.
Wow.
Here we go.
Hold up. One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
We have got a new sponsor. Now, this is Harsh, who is an accountant. And I just mentioned him the other day on the stream. I've got this guy, Harsh, is a new sponsor.
Yeah.
He's had two gigs already.
You know why? A lot of people needing to get their finances in order at the moment.
Now, this is what I have done. That's his details there. Okay? Harsh Singh, HF Singh & Co. Limited.
Reads the small print, so you don't have to.
Exactly. He's been an accountant for 20 years. He started doing it, like, he works for a big company, and then he started doing, the story he told me was about 10 years ago, his dentist said, look, if you do my accounts, I'll do your teeth for free.
Oh, gosh, right.
And he went, yeah, sure, sounds like it's old-fashioned. Maybe I should make these
so,
a little bit
is what we're saying is that you don't have to pay him actual money. You can barter him in kind.
There we go. There's his details. I couldn't get his thing in a transparent ping. So there it is. All right. At HF Singh Co. on Twitter. And so he's got really good teeth is what I'm trying to say. He's got really, really good teeth. He does, basically, if you've got tax issues, now is the time to get in touch with him. Chartered accountant, chartered tax advisor, specialises in corporate tax, the VATs, the personal tax, the audits and the accounts. His specialities are income and corporate tax compliance, tax planning, HNWIs, VAT, groups of companies, audit, management reporting, and charity reviews. Send him an email, harsh@hfsingandco.uk. And that email doesn't sound right, but it is. Mm. harsh@hfsingandco.uk. New sponsor. We're proud to have him on board. He's a good man. He's terrible at tag, but he's still better than you, Catherine.
He is, because you remember we had a meeting and I didn't, and I took my kids out to McDonald's instead. We've been in all day. I had to get them out of their pyjamas.
I'm talking about tag, though, when he beat you at tag and you came in the running.
I hate tag. I hate running. I hate doing anything like that. And yet I still turned up.
Poseidon Safety Management are back for their second month. Thank you. Devon and Cornwall, they're the only authorised installer of Raider Vision, which is this really cool kind of, what do you call it? Alarm system.
It's a security
system,
yeah.
Doesn't need power, doesn't need the internet. You can set it up in a field if you wanted to. We all know about Zeus the dog, and we'll see some pictures of Zeus later on. All of the staff are SIA licensed. Now, that means nothing to me. So I said, Nick, what the hell does that mean? And he said, that is the industry official license, which means everyone passes a criminal record check and holds a qualification. All of the patrols are GPS tracked. They're getting excited because they know that they could beat Zeus in a fight. All of the patrols are GPS tracked and monitored by their 24-hour control room, who assist members of the public, customers and the patrols in the field, as well as answering calls from Twitch racists and a man who watches this show and calls up the company and says penis. We know who you are. Thank you, Poseidon Safety Management. We'll do a lot more about you guys throughout the week. Gregorian Bingham! The Gregorian!
Now, we've had a number of people suggesting that they might get married just so they can have Gregorian Emerson sort out the divorce for them.
Yes.
Because they are that good. Yeah. They won't create any further drama than necessary. They make sure that the family, when it comes to it, is the most important thing, right? You're still going to be a family long after you're not a couple anymore. And they want to make sure that that is done as smoothly and as gently as possible. Really tough time. They're not going to make it any more dramatic.
So excellent stuff from Richard, and we thank you, thank you, thank you for your ongoing support. And I mean, guys, where would we be without Somers Waste Solutions?
I tell you where we would be, knee deep in rubbish.
Exactly.
The
thank
Somers
you.
Boys
what
are
she says.
A family business based
James
in Bedfordshire.
And Mark.
But they can sort you out regardless of where you are in the country and regardless of what your waste needs are. So you might be a small shop, you need something, you know, sorting out on a pretty low scale. You might be a massive business. Yep. Have a chat with them. They are your one-stop shop for waste solutions.
Remind us, we'll talk about the switch and save deal that they've got going at the moment. And we think they can probably save you money and certainly make your company a whole lot greener. Star Chase, a great point. 2 months subscribed to TNLA is cheaper and funnier than owing Tom Nook 2.5 million bells for a basement. Cheers, lads. Long live the TLNA. Well, that's like saying PIN number, but we will accept that. Thank you for your subscription. Let's go. We've had loads of subs, actually. Thank you, McPauls, for the bits. Advis 1977 for the sub. John Matthews for the follow. Foggy's gifted a sub. Katie for the bits.
Mikey Mouse 94 has resubscribed.
And
thank
Alive.
You.
Delith has gifted. Laurentium and Carl, thank you. And yeah, that was Pete Heat.
Pete Heat's incredible. If you haven't seen his episode on here, there should be a video somewhere floating about of when.
Somewhere.
When we spoke to him last, which wasn't that long
Pete
ago.
Pete says he likes my shirt. And so, yeah, I had a lovely chat with Matt Lucas last. I don't know Matt very well at all, but we had him on the show. And I'm not going to reveal any of the intricacies and the privacies that was spoken about. But I will share one thing that made me tear up a little bit and made me lie in bed awake last night going, what is going on? Why can't I get offered a job on the radio? And Matt has just finished filming, I don't think I'm breaking any confidence, just finished filming The Great British Bake Off. Mm-hmm. He's the new host of it. And he said to me, and I don't know him that well, we did a few gigs together about 20 years ago, 22 or 3 years ago. And he said, when I was walking towards someone, a contestant, and I didn't have a clue what to say to them, I said to myself, what would Ian do in this situation? I went, what? He said, yeah, just go over and think, what would Ian do in this situation?
Probably karate chop them in the windpipe.
Well, you know, or possibly lie on the desk where they've been cooking, which is one of the things he did. I can't tell you any more of the content of the show because it's probably hush hush. But it was a real... I just didn't know what to... I didn't know... what to say, so I changed the subject very, very quickly because I'm getting better at taking compliments, but that's a big one.
Yeah.
That's a big one.
And your first instinct is to go, what? No, 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 I'm terrible at this.
I couldn't believe it. And it was so lovely. So not name dropping about Matt, we've been pretty much since he came on the show ages ago, we've been texting saying we should do a chat. He's very much a night owl and I'm either doing this or I'm in bed. But we had a really lovely... lovely chat. And,
good.
Yeah, it was so nice.
It's sometimes lonely doing something that's completely different from what everyone else is doing, and it's nice to get a little bit of validation now and again from someone who knows how it feels.
There's a cat there. You can just see there is a cat on my...
Could you point her away from me, please? Because I think I've suffered enough tonight.
She is armed and she is loaded. She is ready to go. Peppermore, thank you so much for the bits. If you want, you can also donate via paypal.me/IanLee. Posted out the last of the membership cards. We may have to do a couple more. I don't know if any fresh orders have come in, but if you ordered a membership card last week, that got posted today, but I missed the last post because it's only a collection at 9 o'clock. So I'm hoping you should have it by the end of the week, is what I'm saying. Hey, we've been hovering for a Monday, which is great. We've been hovering around 800, 850 viewers.
Yeah.
All night.
So thank you.
Which is brilliant. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Do click follow. It really does help. Did we ever do the cat-only Zoom meeting? No. I had lots of great ideas at the start of lockdown and didn't. I was going to do a Zoom meeting just for cats.
My cat will not play ball. It turns out that she's maybe not quite as rubbish as I thought she was.
Right? Stunt master, mistress.
She is. So Willow has always been kind of a lazy cow. Let's just say she sits in the garden. She may move position now and again, but she didn't really seem to do very much. And then last week she kind of discovered she could get up onto the fence and get into the neighbour's garden and sit on their furniture. We thought that was the end of it. Then we discovered, that's quite good. Then we
I'm going bald in that.
In a way.
Someone's just sent me a picture of... so I've got to try and... hang on a minute. Let's...
It looks like Aunt McPartlin from The Eyes Up.
Sorry, Catherine, I'm going to lose you for a minute.
It's fine.
Because I just want to try and recreate this. By the way, if you send in artwork of either of us, as long as it's not too offensive, we will try and recreate it for you. So feel free. We'll see who this is from in a minute. So
got you need down. To be slightly higher up mouth-wise than one side than the other. That's it. And that is a six-finger forehead that they've given you there, which I think is slightly
I'm going
unfair.
Bold there. There you are.
Who does that look like? That looks like someone else.
Looks like some kind of, you know, person you wouldn't want your kids bumping into on a dark night. That's what that looks like. Thank you. That is wonderful. I love it. Who did that? Let's see. That was sent in via... that was Stephen who sent that on Skype. Thank you, Stephen.
Awesome.
That is appreciated. Catherine, sorry, tell us about your cat.
Anyway, yeah, lazy. So she goes from one garden to the next to sit down, right? So we thought. And then over the weekend, there are a couple of occasions where we discovered her outside our gate.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
So how's she been doing that? I spoke to my neighbour from next door and he went, oh, it's because when she goes and sits on my furniture, what I'll do is I'll open the back gate and she'll go out and sit outside yours. And I was like, all right, so she's trained you to allow her out because she's too lazy to climb. And I think her legs are quite short because she's a British blue and they've not got the longest of legs. Anyway, more fool me, because today I saw her climb onto the neighbour's garage, climb all the way up to the apex, right? So the neighbour's house is not attached to ours. There's a gap in between the garage and our house, and that's kind of our back path so we can get out from the back garden. I saw her go to the apex of his roof, look at my roof, the roof of the house, right? And she did this weird thing that cats do when they see birds, which is like this kind of... Have you seen them do that?
Yeah.
They're kind of... And apparently it's kind of mimicking the sound of the birds.
Okay.
It shows that the birds got their attention, is what I read in a book. I don't know how true that is, but it seems plausible. Anyway, she gave it that. And I went, oh no, she's not going to try that. Because it's quite a... It's about a good meat. You can get a wheelie bin in between.
Can I just say one thing?
What?
Get yourself an outfit. Carry on.
It's a meter in a bit, right? Yeah. And so she's looking up. I'm thinking, she can't.
No.
She can't get off the fence. Never. I don't know if she's going to get off that garage roof. Never mind. She jumped it. Hmm. She jumped onto our roof, the roof of the house.
Incredible. And cats live these weird little lives on their own. And it's incredible.
I was impressed. I was astonished. I was thrilled, and I was also slightly flattered, because although she's not the most affectionate of cats, it shows that she chooses to stay.
For now.
Because she could go anywhere.
She chooses to stay.
For now.
For now. thank you, Dave. Dave has clicked that.
My youngest was freaking out, though. She's going to die. She's going to die. She's a cat. She can do this. She can do this. She's our cat. I said she doesn't know or care that she's our cat. She's her own person. She's up that roof.
So many people having a go at me because I said I like James O'Brien.
There's a lot of cross people out there looking for some way to
vent. I'm just about to block someone called Brexit 011. Okay.
Oh, sounds just like your sort of person.
Okay. Look, I just block these people. I don't want to get involved.
He's not using his real name. He's not using his real face. Please do jog on.
Okay, right. So now Lino sent us another advert for a town, which I deliberately didn't want. Where I'm going to.
I started watching it, and I think I might have seen it before.
Okay,
but it is quite some oeuvre.
I've not seen it. Oh, has he deleted it?
Oh no! Come on,
Lino, don't be a not.
He wouldn't
idiot.
Have deleted it.
I don't get the fascination with that guy. Lino, where is it, please? This is funny. Oh, it's not funny. Okay. But we haven't got time for that. Lino, where is it?
Hang on. I answered as well, and I didn't do that much tweeting today. Let me see if
Lino's getting on my nerves, because Lino made me buy an RK 2020, which is a Chinese... he made me buy it. It's a Chinese retro handheld that you can hack and play anything on it. Then after I bought that and ordered it, he said, oh, no, you don't want that. You want the Retroid Pocket 2. So if anyone wants to buy me a Retroid Pocket 2, then I would really like that because I ain't buying it. Lena, where is it? Is he?
I don't see it anymore.
All right, Lena's an idiot.
I can tell you what it was. Well, I'm sure we can Google it.
Yeah, go on. What was it?
Let's Google it. It was something to do with the Metro musical.
Okay, can I need a little bit more than that?
Put that in.
Metro musical.
Yeah. Oh. There it is. Okay. Tynan Weir, the Metro musical.
I found it.
You're welcome.
It's 9.5 minutes long, flipping it. This is another BBC, local BBC thing.
But don't you remember that year when we went to the Gillard Awards and were famously snubbed?
Yeah.
It was all about getting normal people.
I wasn't snubbed. I won an award, didn't I?
Yeah, but you didn't win the award that you should have won.
Yeah, but I wasn't snubbed. I won an award that now sits in my youngest son's bedroom somewhere.
Yeah. No.
What was the award I should have won?
The one for our show.
Yeah, that's true.
But it was a belter.
I wouldn't call that a snubbing because I won
saw
one.
It as a snub.
Okay, well, I won one.
Yeah, well, also...
Pharrell hasn't got back to me yet, no doubt.
Also, those awards are like merit badges anyway, who cares?
A lot of them were given to old men for not dying.
Exactly.
Or being paedophiles.
It was one of those nights where they do it every time. They'll do a sort of film at the end with sad music and everyone that they've lost while working there. And I was thinking, God, if I don't do something, I'm going to be on one of these black and white films one day.
So okay.
Anyway, people did get prizes for not dying. There was a big thing at that point, wasn't there, for getting normal people to do all the work. And so they would do these kind of lavish productions.
There we go. I think I've noticed why the Zoom box doesn't fit in the Zoom. But that's by the by.
Well, excellent. That's a breakthrough of sorts, isn't it?
Yes, Nina, it was Lena that asked you about Video Junction in Watford. Right, here we go. Now, if I were you lot, I'd now be going, I can't hear it. There's no sound.
I am too old to Twitch. How much of my licence fee is spent on those awards? Google it, mate. I don't care anymore. Don't work there.
On 11th August 1989,
they didn't spend a lot on us.
Trains started running in the northeast of England. Shed loads of money is what they spent on those events, and I think they should have spent more. This film was performed by people who use or work on the Tynan Weir Metro. Here we go. Sting wrote a musical about Newcastle.
Of course
he
did, because he's a Geordie.
And who was in it?
Jimmy Nail.
Yeah.
Who else?
Exactly.
Cheryl Call wasn't available at the time.
Wow.
Yep. Bob Mortimer.
How's he playing that? Where is the pipe? Because he's not blowing into it with his mouth.
He's already pumped it.
So it's got to be... Can we look behind this guy?
Don't you fill it first and then give it a wazzing?
No, I think it's a bum pipe. Think it is a bum pipe.
That's a cross between Bob and Simon Day, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, look, he's clenching his buttocks.
Well, he would, it's cold night.
Yeah. Look at the camera. The camera is moving to try and catch your eye.
He's being thoughtful.
So you're the camera, and he's just like, I'm not looking. We know that you know that we know that you're being filmed.
He will have been told not to look.
There's a brilliant... Have you seen the Python sketch?
I've seen one.
I was telling this to my boys, and I laughed. And they laughed. And so it's this... we're here... I can't remember. It's so like I've not seen it since I was 15. But we're here, and we are looking at the history of this ancient Roman site. And then they go, "Hang on a second, is that another film? Excuse me, we're filming here. No, we were here first. No, we're filming." And they like, have an argument, and they go, "Well, hang on a minute, who's filming us now?" And they look over, and there's a third group. So they have an, and it goes on, and who's filming us now? And there's blah, 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 blah. Anyway, let's continue.
He's musing on how wonderful the Tynan Weir Metro is.
Someone said the restaurant behind is totally empty.
Well, it'll be the Neat.
Well, no, hang on. What restaurant? Do you mean that? Because that's not a restaurant.
That's just the...
That's like the walkway for the dock or something.
Yeah.
What restaurant?
Oh, actually, no. Are there chairs there?
Nope. That's like the just the dock of the bay. That's not a restaurant. So focus. Is a bumulet a storage locker for a bum pipe read? It's not even going to acknowledge that. Not acknowledging that. Oh,
what
they've
done there is giving it a futuristic 1980.
It's not working. Nine.
It has to go bleep.
Nine.
Nope.
I think I might have absolutely. Hang on a minute. We're going to do this. I might actually have deleted this because it was getting on my nerves.
I thought you were having so much fun with it.
Well, nine. This is working.
You're doing trying to do the voice yourself. Just do a normal voice.
19. Here we go.
This is exciting.
Just for me to go, oh, it's updating the software. Flipping heck, man. Just so I can go, 1980. All right, that's not responding. Close that program. Oh, geez.
I mean, isn't it?
Hang on a minute.
Oh, God. First the cat.
That was the cat. That was the
that
cat.
That was not the cat. If that was the cat...
Oh, gosh. Sorry, guys.
I shouldn't have to work in these conditions.
You shouldn't. That is abuse. That is abuse at work. That's work abuse. Oh, that is...
That's awful.
That is actually...
We have to just go and sniff these reeds.
Okay, turn them around so we get... Nine. Oh, here we go. I think we might have just... Here we go. Nine. Oh, jeez. Voice mod is currently rising. Okay. Oh, 19. Oh, it's installing voice mod. It's gone now, Kath.
If I walk into a butcher's curtain of stink, you're in big trouble.
I'm just waiting for this to flip and start, man. Just want to go 1980 in a robot voice like them.
Oh, man.
Shut up, Danny. Nine. 1980.
Just like that.
This is a Rabbit Hole production.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.